Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, let's say what's happening to Wezza.
Yo, yo, yo.
How's it going, Brad?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Good. The t-shirt says evidence of greatness.
Yeah, yeah.
It's referring to you.
Well, I guess it is.
If the t-shirt fits, may as well wear it. Looking very corporate, although he is wearing jeans, but he still looks like a corporate individual. And he likes it. He owns this corporate thing. It's Lesejo.
That's where all the money is, man.
Yeah, there you go. We see Lesejo on Snapchat. He's like, look at me hanging out, eating breakfast here, and at these awards and those awards, and his name is on it. You know, it's a big deal when your name is on a placeholder on a table.
This is like respect.
But then you also see him with like four women in a hotel room as they're getting ready for something on these corporate retreats, which makes you wonder.
And you thought corporate was boring.
All right, let's get into a Take Charge Tuesday. I remember something vaguely about a 100-day challenge or something, but apparently now that's over. I don't know what it was to begin with. Fill us in.
Well, if you think about it, last time we were here, I think it was, on Thursday, there was 90 days already into 2016, right? That was Thursday, right? 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95. So we're on 95 right now.
Wow.
Meaning that there's 5 days left. And then the first 100 days of 2016 will have passed.
Oy, oy, oy.
What have you done? You had 100 days. What did you do?
Lesejo?
No, I know it's heavy. You know, it's time to reflect. Everybody always tries to reflect at the end of the year. The truth is, you gotta reflect now, because if you haven't done anything in 100 years, the possibility is you won't do much in 200 in 100 days. Sorry.
Yeah.
The possibility is that you won't do much in 200 days. So it's pretty heavy. So what it is it's pretty much just waking people up and almost having a sense of urgency. This is when that whole phrase "every day matters" from those motivational talks that you listen to on YouTube every day really start to reflect.
Mm.
So I don't know, what have I done? Like you said, I've been in hotel rooms.
Yeah, I mean, if you now try and revisit everything and you just do some introspection and say, okay, cool, fine, maybe the first 100 days I wasn't really paying attention much. I thought, you know, the year's still starting. I'm kind of getting ready, and then boom, 100 days gone.
Mm.
Now for the next 100 days, maybe start now and say, okay, cool. There's 5 days left and then this 100 will be gone. Let me plan my life. What am I going to do in the next 100 days? Like, what am I going to, you know, focus on? Where am I going to grow in the next 100 days? If I have 100 days to get a certain goal, I think that is a, you know, a really good.
It's achievable. Yeah.
Yeah. It's achievable. Give yourself 100 days to get something done or get a certain goal, like something big, and try your best to go towards it. I mean, if you look at the year, I mean, there's 365 days. If you literally set out for 3 major goals in your life and, you know, give yourself 100 days for those. And then you'll have like 20-day breaks in between, you know, like holiday vibes and all that type of stuff. But then when you're in the grind, you tell yourself, for the next 100 days, I'm crafting. And then, you know, I think it's just another way of looking at life.
I dig it, yeah, because then every day you ask yourself, well, what have I done today to contribute to the 100 days? Because to say what are you going to achieve in a lifetime is an overwhelming question.
Yeah.
How have you done with it, Wezza? What was your goal for the first 100?
Okay, cool. So I only realized about this, I only thought about this 100-day thing like 5 days ago.
There goes everything you said out the window.
No. You know, sometimes you sit and you're listening to people and you think they got it all figured out. You know, sometimes the advice what we give the best is the advice we need the best. Mm. You know, I've done a couple of really great things though with a great team. Obviously, we actually have done major things this year. We were not necessarily trying to do them under 100 days, but we have. I mean, one of the things is just Unplugged and Encharged itself. This has grown quite tremendously.
You got caps now. I didn't have that 100 days ago.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Yeah. We got caps. We got a tribe of superstar leaders. We got about more than 100 young people who are volunteering their time to go and motivate other kids from townships and high schools as well.
That's very cool.
We've been training these people to be phenomenal speakers. I mean, these are some of the things we've done in our first 100 days.
So just in closing, to take charge of 100 days, what's the advice going forward while Lesego Snapchats?
Cool. I think one of the most important things is that you plan. Planning is the most important. In fact, I heard someone once say, I think it was Zag Ziglar, who said, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. Eish. So let's plan. Plan the next 100 days. Say, okay, cool. If I could write down a few things that I really would want to achieve this year, you write down maybe 10 things and you look at those things and you say, which one of these will have the biggest impact in my life? Like it would change my life dramatically if I achieve just this one thing. Then you write that down and you say, okay, cool. I'm picking this as that one thing. Normally it'll kind of jump at you. Mm. You pick that and then you write down 20 qualities or habits that you need to cultivate and work on in order for you to actually achieve this thing. Normally that 20th one that you write down, normally that's the one that you actually need to work on the most, because that might be your weak point right there. And when you get that done, I mean, you're going to be the bomb in the next 100 days.
I'll dig it. Dig it. Share the sentiment, huh?
100%. I mean, we've pretty much said it all. Nothing more to say.
Power. Take charge on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
They're going to be back Thursday between 12 and 1 for Unplugged and In Charge. Weza and Lesego, thanks so much for hanging out. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.